Israel's history beginning, Nehemiah 9, 1 through 15. Jesus was quoting God, the I Am, in Exodus 3, 6 and 16, when he spoke in Matthew 22, 31 to 32. But concerning the resurrection of the dead, have you not read what was spoken to you by God, saying, I am the God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. God is not the God of the dead, but of the living.
Stand and bless the Lord God, bless his holy name. You alone are the Lord, you made all things. And you, God, preserved us, we worship only you. With the host of heaven, worship the Lord. Nehemiah 9, verses 5 and 6. You, Lord God, chose Abram, Israel's forefather. Changed his name to Abraham, brought him from Ur. You found his heart faith-filled, you gave him covenant. You promised a new land, Israel, begin. Nehemiah 9, verse 7 and 8. You saw our affliction, slaves in Egypt land. You gave signs and wonders, Pharaoh let go. You, God, split the Red Sea, let us cross on dry land, protected us when they came to kill us. Nehemiah 9, 9 to 11. You led us through desert, daytime as a cloud, guided us to safety, pillar of fire. You came down from Sinai, spoke Torah's word to us, precepts, statutes, and laws Moses taught us. Nehemiah 9, 12 to 14. You, Lord, gave us Sabbath, your great gift of love. 400 years as slaves, you gave us rest. You sent bread from heaven, gave water from a rock, offered us your great land. We would not trust you, we would not trust you, we would not trust you.
God's Word, Israel History Beginning, Nehemiah 9, verses 1 through 15. This event took place on October 31st in the year 445 B.C. The people assembled again, and this time they fasted and dressed in burlap and sprinkled dust on their heads. Those of Israelite descent separated themselves from all the foreigners as they confessed their own sins and the sins of their ancestors. They remained standing in place for 3 hours while the book of the law of the Lord their God was read aloud to them. Then for 3 more hours they confessed their sins and worshiped the Lord their God and cried out to the Lord their God with loud voices. Then the leaders of the Levites called out to the people, "Stand up and praise the Lord your God, for he lives from everlasting to everlasting." Then they prayed, "May your glorious name be praised. May it be exalted above all blessing and praise. You alone are the Lord. You made the skies and the heavens and all the stars. You made the earth and the seas and everything in them. You preserve them all, and the angels of heaven worship you. You are the Lord God who chose Abram and brought him from Ur of the Chaldeans and renamed him Abraham.